This is a Triple J podcast.
Every billionaire is a douchebag.
Parliament is a sick place.
I thought, oh my God, I might be an alcoholic.
Obviously, I'm an inadequate guest.
If no, that's not what I'm saying.
Who's the Prime Minister?
Oh, hello. Welcome to The Shake Up. I'm Dave Marchese. I'm here to hear you, your opinions at the end of a big news week. So many headlines kicking around. And we do want your thoughts on some of the more interesting stories that you might have seen in the news over the past few days. There's been controversies. There's been aliens. We've packed this shake-up out. Here's what we're going to be talking about.
Pack.
The last time a royal was arrested, he was beheaded.
The price of coffee over here is actually fine. I'm not sure about the iguanas.
Former President Barack Obama has broken his silence on aliens.
I will not suck on the teat of the Collingwood Football Club.
On Triple J.
Yeah, later we're talking aliens. This whole thing that blew up after former US President Barack Obama said aliens are real. And then Donald Trump came out a bit later and said he shouldn't have said that. Classified information. I want to know, not whether you think aliens are real or not, but if you've had any strange encounters, things that you think a little bizarre and you'd like investigated a bit further. Message in 0439 757 555. Almost forgot the number, but it's in my head because it is the shake-up and we've done many of these shake-ups before with these special guests that we've got with us now. Let's meet the shake-up crew. And first, sports journalist, NRLW commentator, the wonderful Marley Silver. How are you?
I'm so good, Dave. It's so great to be here with you.
It's good to have you here. Have you got a big weekend ahead? You've been at the Australian Open. You've been everywhere recently.
Yeah, so we're warming up. We've still got a little while until the good old game of rugby league is back. I'm going to be kicking up my feet, I reckon, saving up my last couple of weekends.
Yeah, you kind of need to reserve a bit of that energy because it is pretty flat out when you kickstart the season, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely, absolutely. And also with us today, another shake-up favourite, presenter, model, Christian Wilkins. How are you?
I am so happy to be here. There is nowhere else on a Friday afternoon I'd prefer to be.
Come on. It has been a while, though. We were just saying, probably more than a year
since
you were last on the shake-up.
I was meant to be here last year, and then I chose Mother Gaga instead, which honestly, can you blame?
There's a tradition that Christian generally wraps up the year on Hack, the final show of the year, but this previous year, it was Lady Gaga or it was the shake-up, and you made the right choice, maybe.
Thank you.
I'm going to say that.
I tried to make it work. I was prepared to catch the train by myself and ditch all my friends, and then Dave was like, no.
I was like, just go to Gaga. It's fine. It's fine. Well, I feel very lucky to have you on today. Big plans for the weekend, or are you just chilling as well?
Huge plans. I don't know if you heard, but it's Mardi Gras season.
Someone told me, yeah.
Yes, I'm going to Mighty Hoopla tomorrow.
Oh,
I
nice.
Can't wait. Queen Delta Goodrum on Bondi Beach. Need I say more?
It's all happening. All happening. All the celebs are out. The town is filled with glitter. All right, let's hit the next few topics now because there's so much to get into and we want to hear from you as well. If you've got big thoughts, message in 0439 757 555. Let's go.
Hack. Britain's former Prince Andrew has been arrested on suspicion of misconduct in public office.
It really is a most astonishing moment.
I just have to say this doesn't happen in our country. Honestly, I am stunned.
On Triple J.
Yeah, not the way I imagine he expected to spend his birthday. The King's brother, former Prince Andrew Mountbatten Windsor, arrested on suspicion of misconduct in public office. He was released a few hours later, and we know that Andrew has been under a lot of scrutiny over his ties to the now dead convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. He's constantly denied wrongdoing, but this arrest has obviously been the number one news story in the world over the past 24 hours. Everyone, including the King, has weighed in. I want to know, are you happy with the response from the royal family, what you've seen so far? What do you make of these investigations? Let's dive in with Marley Silver and Christian Wilkins. Marley, pretty extraordinary to wake up and see a member of the royal family had been arrested. We have to say no charges have been laid, but regardless, a lot of people interested in this development.
Yeah, it's incredibly astonishing, as has been said. I think in my own life, I literally finished Virginia Giuffre's memoir on the weekend.
Oh, really? I recently finished it too.
Yeah,
I read it
so
a few months ago.
Nobody's Girl. I mean, an incredible read from a survivor. And obviously no charges have been laid on Andrew. I won't call him Prince anymore after he's had
that title
dropped. But for me, it's a really encouraging sign that nobody is above the law.
Yeah.
And to have someone who is from the British royal family, who seems to be from this class of people who are so untouchable, at least be arrested for now. And I think the statement from King Charles was pretty solid. And they said they will cooperate fully and the like, which is really good to see. It's about time, though.
Yeah. I mean, and it's important to point out as well, like, because people might be confused if they're not following this story all the time and think, oh, he was arrested to face questioning about Virginia Giuffre or about some of the other Epstein victims. But this was about sharing government secrets with Jeffrey Epstein's white collar crime sort of stuff. But Christian, still, people, I don't know, interested in seeing, as Marley was saying, rich and powerful people potentially facing consequences if they've done something wrong.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, 10 hours of questioning, I imagine that's the first time in a long time he's been made to sweat. But I mean,
some of the headlines have been pretty interesting around the sweating. One, I think UK newspaper said he's sweating now and showed that picture in the back of the car.
But I feel like what's changed isn't the legal pressure. It's the public appetite. Mm-hmm. You know, people are really out there and they're not afraid to be asking these questions. And especially after Jeffrey is no longer here, people want to see repercussions for people. And I think it's great that that's happening.
Do you think, Marley, you know, obviously a lot of pressure on the royal family. You were saying you thought the King's statement that he made saying that he was going to cooperate with police investigators was quite strong. Do you think that there is this real pressure on the royal family to say the right thing, do the right thing? How are they going to navigate this in the next few months?
Well, they've been in a PR crisis for, you know, a couple of decades, it feels like.
Yeah. And ever since there was three of us in the marriage, I feel.
Correct. Yeah, honestly.
Absolutely. And I think that what the British public feels in terms of their approval rating of the royal family after Queen Elizabeth died, it plummeted. The next generation, our generation of Poms, a lot of them don't really care that much about the monarch. So King Charles has had to work really hard. Will and Kate do the same thing, even with the Harry and Meghan stuff. They will do anything to protect their brand. Because at the end of the day, they don't have the same power that they used to, but they're a brand.
Yeah. It's important to point out again that obviously Andrew has denied any wrongdoing. For people who are asking, oh, is this significant? He was arrested and then he was released a few hours later. But it is worth pointing out, Andrew is the first royal to be arrested in more than 350 years. Charles I was apparently the last one arrested in 1647. So, yeah, I mean, it's definitely history-making stuff. We're going to be hearing more about that in the weeks ahead, but let's move on.
Hack.
And I'll say this, Danica, just keep doing that, man. Look, Carl got a career out of it.
On Triple J.
The Winter Olympics officially drawing to a close in Italy this weekend. Historic for Australia. A record number of medals. We've done so well. And people really pumped to see Australians perform at this Winter Olympics in Milano. But, of course, it hasn't just been our sporting success that's been dominating the headlines at these games. One TV moment a few days ago has had the whole world talking.
Ha!
Not that she needs it, but the average guy is here for Danica Mason.
I'm not sure about the iguanas. Where are we going with that one? But anyway.
I agree with you completely, Danica. Look, the cold weather is a thing, right?
Mate, they're tough work, these. Yeah, you've got to do whatever you can to get through some of these TV crosses.
Yeah. I'm pro Danica.
Yeah!
It's amazing. Do you know what? It's iconic. Triple J.
Channel 9's Danica Mason apologising after her viral moment during a cross on the Today Show earlier this week. She said she shouldn't have had a drink on an empty stomach before going to air. I want to know what you think of this. Have you seen it? Did you have any strong reactions? Maybe you thought it was unprofessional, you didn't like it, or you thought, oh, who cares? It's fine. And also, have you ever had a similar kind of experience? I mean, I do realise the amount of people who've maybe had a drink and done a live TV cross is a bit limited, but maybe at a work event, another event, you've misjudged, it didn't end well. 0439757555 on Hack's Instagram. We're hearing from you now. Someone says, give Danica a break. The world is a waking nightmare and she deserves a drink, that person says. Another person says, Danica just sounded like I sound every weekend. So some support there for Danica Mason. It's the Shake Up on Hack. I'm Dave Marchese, getting into the news of the week with model, presenter, Christian Wilkins, sports journalist, Marley Silva. an unusually large Channel 9 contingent, I would say, on the Shaker Cup. It kind of seems
Channel
a bit sus.
Channel 9 PR really sent us over here to defend her.
They're like, Dave, oh, have you got guests this afternoon? We can fix you up. But Christian, do you know Danica?
I do.
Okay.
She's amazing.
Okay. Yeah. So she's a good person, you're saying?
She's a really great person. And most of all, she's a fantastic presenter. And right. I think that's really the saving grace in all this.
Okay. What did you make of it when you saw it for the first time?
I mean, altitude is real. I get lightheaded just walking up Oxford Street. But, you know, live TV is chaos. I mean, you're cold, you're underfed, you're overstimulated, you're at a couple of champagnes, you're celebrating with some gold medal winners. Stuff happens.
Okay, so you're saying it may not be as dramatic as people are thinking, that she was drinking from dawn till dusk.
No.
But with all the pressure combined.
Yeah, totally. But I really need to know about the iguanas. That's what I'd like to follow up on.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing, Molly, because as soon as I saw it, I wanted to fact check everything and say, hold on. Before we jump to conclusions, let's give her the benefit of the doubt. So she first started off by talking about the price of coffee over here is fine. The price of coffee in the United States, we have to get used to. That is correct.
It is.
If you've been to Italy, you know, like, it's 50 cents for a coffee over there. In the US, inflation really taking hold.
Absolutely.
Iguanas, insane. I lost it there. Did you have any
insight? I believe it was talking about, like, the iguanas, when it gets really cold, they, like, freeze. And then they're scattered all over the place. So I got her. She's my colleague. Like, we were in sync.
That has been happening in Florida,
In Florida,
right?
100%.
Yes, so and they've been falling out of the trees.
Can I say, I mean,
yes.
I love that there's been this kind of groundswell of, it's like the most Australian thing ever. Of, like, you know what? It happens. She works bloody hard and this has been a little slip up, but it's fine. And, like, the Prime Minister's supported it, like, all across the board. Without being too earnest about a, like, very funny story, I really hope this means as a country we're forgiving of people who do something a bit silly or have a bit of a stuff up in the public eye. I really hope that's what it means, because it made me happy to see people be like, yeah, whatever.
I'm sorry, Christian, go on.
No, I was just going to say, I feel like the most support that Barnaby Joyce ever got was when that video came out of him falling over a pot plant and saying certain things about himself. Mm. Suddenly people are like, oh, well, that's kind of humorous.
Some people saying it's relatable. Well, look, and we obviously say we want people to be responsible with alcohol and send all the right messages, but there has been a lot of positive reaction, not just from Australia, but overseas as well. I saw that different podcasts have been having a bit of a laugh about it. It's entered the lexicon online talk. People are saying, oh, I'm going to go out over the weekend and get, like, hell Denica'd, like, you know, just, which I don't know how Denica would feel about that. Christian, as someone who knows her, do you think she'd be pretty mortified by how it's all played out?
I mean, I think, again, like, at the heart of it, she's such a fantastic reporter, but I think if you're clip goes viral, that's only ever a good thing for your career, right?
Yeah.
In the way that she's been wrapped with, like, love and support, 100%.
Yeah.
I think that, you only get away with this if you are someone who's had as much experience as Danica has and also has such a great reputation, as you're saying, Christian. I think that I couldn't get away with that.
Yeah, okay. And she won't be trying. She won't be trying. Do you also think all of the media who are commenting on this, including us, are all just being really cautious? They're like, oh, like, we won't throw stones and everything's all good. No one's going to criticise here. Heaven forbid we find ourselves in that situation, which we won't. But messages are coming through now. Someone says, it's happened to the best of us. It was harmless. Leave her to be. Another person says, when it's cold, you slur your words because your lips go numb. I'm sure she can handle one drink, another person says. Do we think that she's lucky, Christian, that Karl Stefanovic was the one on the other side of that cross and he was quite supportive? And at the end, because she did apologise just recently over the past day, gave a big apology and said, look, I really am sorry. Thank you for all the support, but it's not the standard that I set for myself and I take full responsibility. And he said, oh, you're a legend.
Yeah, totally. I mean, if there's ever going to be a sympathetic voice to hear that story, it's Karl. And I mean, the fact that she even came out and apologised, I think shows what a incredibly natured person that she is. And it's all in good fun.
We've got so many people weighing in on this. We obviously had the Prime Minister, as you just heard before, who said, I'm Team Danica. Do you, does it annoy you when politicians like rally behind these moments, or do you like it? What do you think, Molly?
I think it has the potential to be a bit icky, but in this case, it's a little bit, you know, when we've had like your Bob Hawke moments, like if you get sacked for not going into work tomorrow, your boss is a bum sort of thing. Those little elements, like when it's a little bit, you know, tongue-in-cheek like that, yeah, that's fine. I don't know. I found it a little bit iffy.
Sometimes I like it when they weigh in on things that I really dislike. Like, if he was to come out and be like, 6'7", I'd be like, thank God it's done.
Yeah. He kills it completely.
That's so funny. Asking if anyone's ever had any similar experiences or relatable experiences. Someone on Hack's Instagram says, I can relate to regretting a drink or three. I was once the MC at a wedding and had to have a tactical vom in between the speeches.
There's got to be so many cases of that.
Cocktail hour hitting a bit hard.
What about you? Have you ever been in that position?
Look, you know, I'm obviously in a position now where I'm broadcasting live and I'd never say anything to incriminate myself, Christian. But what I would say is, yeah, definitely no experiences while I've been presenting Hack. But in my broadcast life, look, have there been situations that I've misjudged? I'd say yes. I'd say there have been situations. Will I say more on it? I will not. That is all I'll say. Marley, we're going to go to you now because we want to talk the Winter Olympics because it has been such a successful Games, especially for Aussies. And no one was expecting this maybe or just really excited to see how far we've come in this space. Have you been like keeping across all of this stuff?
Yeah, I think that it's been so exciting. Everything about an Olympics where you fall in love with a person you've never heard of, you know, a couple of days prior and to see all of that emotion and also just how much we punch above our weights. I think something for me that I found a lot. I don't know if it's the same case now with the medal tally, but I saw a couple of Canadians talking about the fact that we had more gold medals than them. And like, it's just so wrong. And I love that. I get so competitive and it's the most patriotic I feel. I think it's also really exciting because, you know, from a technical perspective, we keep talking about how there's been a lot of funding going into our winter sports over the last couple of decades with the young guns kind of coming through and with it, the fruits of our labour is sort of coming to fruition.
Yeah, it's been really exciting seeing all these sports and all these athletes like really have their moment in the spotlight and also Danica obviously having her moment in the spotlight too. Christian, are you around the Winter Olympics? I feel like there'd be some winter sports that you'd get around. It's kind of glamorous, the Winter Olympics.
I mean, a bit of figure skating we all love.
Oh, yes.
Figure skating's beautiful and I just read the entire Game Changers heated rivalry series,
okay,
so I'm very into ice hockey right now. I'm more into what happens behind the scenes.
Okay.
But, you know what, I'll take what I can get.
That's fair enough. We can be entering sports at all different levels and all different interests. We're hearing from people on the text line about their experiences. Some people are saying, look, I don't believe drinking on the job should be normalised, which is a fair enough opinion. And I think that Danica herself would probably agree with that, was very quick to point out that she took full responsibility and wasn't happy with the standard she'd set for herself. Look, we could go on and on about it, but I feel like the world has been going on about that story for a while. So let's move on.
Hack, what was the first question you wanted answered when you became president?
Where are the aliens?
On Triple J.
Yeah, he said it. And then the world went into a frenzy. Former US President Barack Obama, probably never thinking his appearance on a podcast would cause so much controversy. But when he confirmed to the world that aliens exist, he had to quickly turn around and put out a statement saying, I know nothing else about it.
Hack! Former President Obama has UFO watches buzzing right now.
Are aliens real?
They're real, but I haven't seen them.
That answer quickly generating 26 million views online.
Is this something that we should be concerned about?
He gave players some right information. He's not supposed to be doing that.
He didn't see any evidence of them when he was US president.
He probably signed an NDA.
Do aliens really exist?
That was spoken like a man who has met
one. On Triple J.
Yeah, I'm keen to hear what you think of this one. Are you convinced that aliens exist? Statistically, it just makes sense, as Barack Obama says. We put up a poll on Hack's Instagram about this. 900 votes for yes. They do think they exist, aliens. 140 votes no. So overwhelmingly, people are saying, yes, we back Obama on this one. Yeah, okay, some comments coming through. Someone says, believing aliens are real is reasonable, but believing they've visited Earth is absolutely absurd, someone says. Another person says, we'd be silly to think humans are the only beings in the universe. And someone else, a few aliens come into the bottle shop where I work pretty regularly. Okay, yes, we've all had an encounter, whether we've wanted to or not. Tell me about yours as soon as possible. 0439757555. It's the Shake Up on Hack. I'm Dave Marchese, getting into the news of the week with Marley Silver and Christian Wilkins. Marley, you big into aliens?
Oh, yes.
Oh, really? I didn't think this for you.
Oh, yes. I love it. I have been obsessed with out of space and how much we've seen and how it's just this like tiny little speck in the whole universe that we're a part of.
Yeah.
And I just know there's so much more intelligent life form out there. And I just loved seeing a headline that involved an American president that didn't make me feel sick. It actually excited me, you know?
You're like, actually, I want to talk about this
one. Yes, and it was just, I love it. And I love how that's what he wanted to know. He's one of us, surely. So I'm all about aliens. I don't know if I necessarily want to know the truth about
if they've visited.
Yeah, I don't know. I like kind of being in the dark, but I because it sort of does freak me out as much as I am obsessed with it.
Okay,
well.
So you're a bit scared by the concept.
I'm pro-alien. I respect them. I come in peace. Please don't abduct me.
Oh,
but
it's fine, Marley. They're not listening. They're not listening. They actually, maybe they are, Christian.
Do you think that they're under Area 51?
No. Okay. It's too obvious.
It is a bit obvious.
Yeah, it's somewhere else.
I mean, like, oh, they're not here.
Yeah. Oh, don't come to this big deserted area.
Well, Obama said they're not there. Yeah. Like, unless they were hiding it from the President of the United States. He was confirming they're not at Area 51. Christian, aliens, yes or no?
Oh, absolutely.
Aliens here, yes or no?
No. To be honest, I think they probably took like one look at Twitter and were like, let's keep driving.
We're looking for more intelligent life
absolutely,
out there. We'll keep going.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, the universe is like 13.8 billion years old and we've been here for 5 minutes and already invented reality TV.
Oh my
like,
God,
I refuse to believe that this is where it ends.
That's so true. So many messages coming through on this. And very interesting to see the difference between our radio audience here on Hack and our Instagram audience. The Instagram audience telling us, oh, they're not visiting Earth. There's no encounters. That doesn't happen. But on the radio, people have got their experiences. Someone says, my mate and I witnessed a UFO when we were climbing in the Grampians in Victoria, but we didn't know about it till we got home and our neighbour showed us the newspaper articles about sightings in the area.
Oh.
Right. So they just thought it was something maybe normal, but later realised it could have been something else. Another person says, while I was in a helicopter flying near Uluru, we saw two basketball-sized glowing lights fly under us at 2,500 feet. What the hell? And another person just saying, if you think we're the only intelligent life in our universe, how simple-minded. The truth is out there. Okay. I mean, Donald Trump has been quick to act on all of this, Marley.
I wanted just the one American president in this story, not that one, but okay.
You're like, okay, what's he said? Well, he came out after Obama made the comments and was saying he shouldn't have said anything. That was a big mistake. That was confidential information, which made it sound like there was more information there.
Absolutely.
And then when he was seeing how much traction the story was getting maybe, he said, oh, this is of real public importance and people are very interested in it. So he's now announced that all government files on aliens and UFOs are going to be released. I mean,
oh, that's quite fun. I didn't know that.
Anything to distract from those other files.
Yeah, there's other files he doesn't want people focusing on.
So over here.
Aliens.
Alien files.
Tinfoil hat.
Maybe. I mean, well, that's just ruin things if the alien files are out there and they do show that there is nothing, Marley. Will you be a bit disappointed?
Yeah, I will be disappointed. I will.
Would you assume that that's like the end of the knowledge, though? That like they've concluded that there's nothing out there, full stop, end of story.
Well, I think it's the same as thinking that we're the only intelligent life forms. You can't think that they're the only kind of government agency that could potentially have information, maybe? Or is it just like we're not smart enough to be able to absorb the information that's coming across the universe from other life forms?
Yeah. Would you like Christian aliens to have contact with us if they are out there and they are listening to this and they're weighing it up? They're like, oh, will we go down or not? But we'll just listen to the shake up first and decide.
Well, firstly, aliens, I'd like to apologize. Yeah, I mean, I suppose kind of I'd like them to come, but realistically, why would they be coming? I feel like in our history, if we are going somewhere where we're not native to, the preceding events haven't exactly been great for the indigenous population.
Okay, right. So you're saying aliens, if you're going to come, just make sure everyone's in peace, have a little quick trip around, and then
like show us what you look like, if you've got any like cute outfits.
Yeah.
Are we missing any elements?
yeah.
on the table.
Do you have something to like fix climate change?
Oh, okay. Yeah. They would, yeah. Well, if they've got the knowledge to get here. I mean, Kristen, I'm laughing at the fact that your first thought is, yeah, what outfits could they have? Have they developed a style that we are just unaware of right now?
Wouldn't it be so disappointing if they were also walking around with like carabiners and like baggy shorts and a tank top and you're like, oh God, is this really it?
Burks. You're like, what's going on here? So many messages coming through. Someone says, I, for one, welcome our new alien overlords. Tim says, I saw that interview and didn't think that it meant that they are there and that he has proof. It was though he was saying, yes, of course, there must be aliens, which is what Obama clarified later. And another person says, if aliens exist and they've been hiding that they've visited us, it should be a crime that they've been holding back that technology, which is fair enough, fair enough. All right, we're going to move on.
Hack.
The Collingwood Football Club has apologised after sending letters to elderly fans asking them to amend their wills.
Fans aged over 50, including some with life-threatening illnesses.
My dad's received it and he's battling cancer.
On Triple J.
Yeah, this is a strange one. AFL club Collingwood under fire for sending out letters asking older fans to leave their money to them when they die. Some are calling it disgusting, unbelievable. Others are insulted that they received the letter when they consider themselves young because it was sent to people over the age of 50. Do you think this is a big deal? Would you ever leave your money to a favourite team? Or have you ever made a shameless plea for money? That's what I want to know. 0439 757 555. It is the Shake Up on Hack. I'm Dave Marchese, joined by Kristen Wilkins, Marley Silva. Kristen, I was a bit surprised by how much rage this generated, but what do you think?
Look, asking people over 50 to donate money in their will, that's not a marketing campaign, that's a seance. Sorry. But, I mean, I don't think it's actually that weird, really. Like, you've kind of been in this long-term situationship your whole life. Why not continue it after?
Yeah.
It's kind of giving, like, have you ever considered eternity?
Okay, yeah, well, that's kind of the messaging around it. They're like, please, support us forever.
Yeah.
That was, what do you think, Marley? As someone who's around sports and knows how clubs operate, was this a bit on the nose?
Yeah, it's a bit bizarre, but I think the strangest thing to me is Collingwood are the biggest club in the AFL. Why do they need money after you're dead? Like, they've got the biggest membership base. I'm pretty sure there's a lot of AFL clubs now sell dog membership and one game memberships and all this sort of stuff. They make so much money. Why do you need it from my estate once I've carved it?
Like, also, I don't the mail understand. Out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what offended a lot of people, just the physical letter. They're like, put it in a newsletter or something.
It felt so Collingwood.
Yeah, it is very Collingwood.
Oh, I wish we'd balance this out with a Collingwood supporter. Definitely, like, mixed views on this because some people are saying, oh, just chill out. Like, people ask for money all the time. Do we think we should be normalising making these shameless pleas for money? Like, Marley, would you get out there and say, give me money. Give me money, please.
I just am hesitant to be like, yeah, whatever, it's no big deal when it's going to older people who are more vulnerable in these kinds of situations. I think that's what makes me feel uncomfortable is it, if it's an older person who, you know, maybe, I don't know, we don't know where they're at cognitively and they're just kind of getting looped into things or, I don't, being taken advantage of.
That's true. I mean, it would be weird if you were getting it, as we just heard from someone there, at a really stressful time of your life when you're going through something as a family and you're like, what? That seems really insensitive. It feels very targeted to you, even though it's probably not. I have like a situation where a friend of mine who wants to buy a house in the city, doesn't think they're ever going to afford it, he and his partner, decided to letter drop the whole neighbourhood and say, hey, if anyone does, like, we're just a couple starting out, we don't have enough money to buy a property, but like we could buy something like under market rate. If anyone just wants to get out and they don't need the money, hit us up. Here's our number. What do we think of that, Kristen?
I mean, you've got to be in it to win it. Has it worked?
It hasn't worked.
Yeah. I mean, I think of these things, it all comes down for me to malice. Like, there's no malice intended with what Collingwood did, with what your friend did. And I think that that's the heart of it.
Yeah, that's a fair point.
Yeah, that's a fair point. We should also say that Collingwood has responded. The CEO, Craig Kelly, sent a statement saying, you know, we apologise to anybody who was upset at the letter. We sincerely apologise to anyone who felt upset or uncomfortable, particularly supporters like currently navigating difficult circumstances. So They've definitely acknowledged that maybe it may have come across a bit wrong, but who knows? Who knows?
Sydney Swans would never.
Look, that's all we've got time for on The Shake-Up for now. Big thanks to our guests, as always. Sports reporter, presenter, Marley Silver, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Dave and Christian. What a joy.
And you've got some big interviews coming up soon.
Yes, all my feature interviews with some rugby league players who might have shed a tear or two.
Nice.
We'll be on 100% footy.
And Christian Wilkins, thank you so much. You've got the podcast, the new season.
I do. The Apple in the Tree, my podcast with my dad, is halfway through its new season and it's fantastic. We just launched an episode with Missy Higgins and her sister.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So many good chats from both Marley and Christian. A big thanks to the hardworking Hack crew for this week. It's been a massive one news-wise. I'm going to be back after the weekend, having a little break. Need a little break, I think. Hack.